阿门。
阿门。
我们一同打开雅各书第一章，我们来看几节的圣经。
Let's turn to James 1.
雅各书第一章。
James 1.
我们一同来读第十二节。
Verse 12.
一直念到第十五节。
To verse 15.
忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试炼之后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。人被试探，不可说我是被上帝试探，因为上帝不被恶试探，也不试探。但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑，私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来，罪既长成，就生出死来。我们读经就到这个地方。那么这一段的圣经的重要性，我等一下会跟大家提。
I will talk about the importance of this passage later.
我们可能需要用三次到四次的时间来讲这一段的信息。
We may have to explain this in three or four occasions.
而这一段的信息是全本圣经唯一的地方讨论这个大的问题。
But this is the only place in the entire Bible that is focused on this topic.
这个问题是什么问题？
What topic is this?
为什么说这个问题是大的问题？
And why do we say it's a large topic?
这个问题就牵涉到什么叫做罪的源头的问题。
This theme relates to what is the source of sin.
当你研究这些，研究到什么叫做 the origin of evil 的时候，你会束手无策。
When you come to the origin of evil in philosophy, you will be lost.
你也提到这个罪的原因是从哪里来的时候，你几乎在宗教里都得不到答案。
You almost cannot find any answer within religions about the origin of sin.
因为宗教是先发现罪是一件事实。
Religions will first discover that sin is a fact.
然后从这个事实就想要怎样处理这个很非常困难的事情。
And from this fact, they try to find a solution to this difficult problem.
但当我们讨论到罪的源头从哪里来的
？But when we discuss about where this sin come from,
为什么这个世界一定需要有痛苦
？Why is there suffering in the world?
那么这个世界到底完美不完美
？Is this indeed a perfect world?
那就已经牵涉到一个最敏感，也是最艰深的地带。
These are very sensitive and very difficult topics.
伟大的文化一定不避开讨论苦难的问题。
All great cultures will understand or try to understand about suffering.
伟大的文化一定在道德问题上要严正地处理罪的存在的问题。
All great cultures will want to solve the problem of sin in a very straightforward manner.
这是文化跟宗教交叉的同有的地带。
This is one area that is common to both culture and philosophy and religion.
一个没有谈道德的宗教还是一个宗教吗？
A religion that doesn't talk about ethics cannot be a religion.
一个没有谈道德的文化还是一个文化吗？
Or a culture that doesn't talk about morality cannot be a culture.
文化跟宗教都在探讨价值系统的问题。
And so both religion and cultures are discussing about value systems.
一个比较面对未来永恒的世界的价值观。
One is towards the future, the value system that is set for the future.
另外一个比较注重现今社会生活的价值观。
The other one places emphasis on the present day life.
但是现今的生活为人道德伦理影响未来的命运永恒的福乐。
But the way we live our life today in ethics and philosophy will decide what will happen in the future.
所以宗教的范围跟文化的范围就交叉在道德这个探讨市场。
And so morality becomes a common ground between culture and religion.
我讨论道德教导伦理是因为我们发现人的生命中间罪是一件存在的事实。
We teach about morality and discuss about ethics because we know that sin is a fact.
所以当我们更严肃的思想罪怎么会存在的时候，
So when we think in depth as to why sin exists,
罪的原因是在哪里？
What is the reason for sin?
罪的这个源头是谁？
Who is the source of sin?
罪到底有怎样的力量？
What sort of power does sin has?
那罪从什么时候开始？
When did it start?
那这个敏感的问题就接触到人思想最深的一个要求。
All these sensitive questions will demand the most sensitivity from humanity.
这样，文化 宗教都讨论这个问题。
And so this is a topic that both culture and religion will discuss.
几乎都没有办法给人类真正的答案。
But we can almost say that there is no true answer.
所以我告诉你，今天我们说的这一段的圣经，是人类历史中一段最重要关系罪的源头问题探讨的圣经。
And this passage that we are studying this evening is a passage that deals with the source of sin, the most important aspect in the history of mankind.
雅各书的重要性不是单单我们想象中论到行为所以很重要这样简单的。
The book of James is important not only because it talks about actions.
雅各的重要性跟雅各思想的深度。
The importance of the book of James and the depth of its thoughts.
一点不在乎所有其他圣经作者的思想下面。
It's not lesser than all the thinking process of other biblical authors.
但是神特别要他注重行为是真正信心的过活的表现的这个角度。
But God wanted James to place emphasis on action being the true expression of faith.
我们为这个事情感谢上。
And so we do give thanks to God for this.
但是罪恶的存在。
But the existence of sin,
也就是行为差错的真正原因
is the true reason why we would make mistakes in our actions.
正当的生活行为是由正确的信仰产生出来。
A true and righteous lifestyle comes from the right faith.
差错、堕落的、犯罪的伦理是从罪的存在产生出来。
But the ethics that's in error or the mistakes we make in life comes because of our sins.
那我们有许多时候看罪都是从言语从行为从伦理从许许多多我们的表现方面的多数多次的行动去看出来的。
And sometimes when we look at sin, we look at it from action, from the words, and from our ethics, in the many times it expresses itself physically.
所以世界的法律也用你违背了，你触犯了多少条的规矩，多少条的律法来定你的罪行。
The laws of the land will judge you based on how many laws you have broken.
但是全本圣经所谈的罪不是从这个角度去看的。
But the Bible does not look at sin from this angle.
圣经的罪是从辈分、从态度、对与神之间的关系去看出来的。
In the Bible, sin is looked at from the angle of status and the relationship between the person and God.
不是单单从行为抵触了律法，所以。
It's not that you are judged because your action is against the law, so simple.
而是从你与神之间的关系的背面，你与神之间的态度的差错来看出你一定会犯很多的罪行。
And we know that you have lots of sin because of your attitude and your rebellious attitude towards God.
这样圣经提到罪的时候，有一些的地方是用单数的，另外一些地方是用多数的。
And so when the Bible talks about sin, sometimes the singular term is used, sometimes the plural term.
罪怎么变成一个单数的事情？
How can sin then be singular?
而第一次把罪用位格化的描写的教导人呢，是上帝自己的口。
And the first time we are taught about sin being a status, this lesson came from God.
上帝对该隐说，你若行得好，岂不蒙恩呢？你若行得不好，罪伏在门前，你要制服他，他要炫目你。
God said to Cain, "If you do the right thing, would you not be pleased by me? But if you do the wrong thing, sin is crouching on your doorstep, and he will conquer you."
这里带出的观念，罪好像一只狮子，或者像一只狗，在门前很想扑到你面前，很想制服你，是很可怕的。
Here the imagery is that sin is like a lion or a dog waiting for you and wanting to pound upon you.
他伏在那里，
He is crouching there,
等候机会，
waiting for the opportunity.
因为他可以把你当作他的美味吃下去。
Because you can be a food to sin.
看见你的存在，他流口水炫目你，他当然抓住你，掌握你。
And your existence will create hunger in sin, and he wants to consume and devour you.
上帝对该隐的爸爸亚当说，你要治理全地。
God said to Adam, the father of Cain, that you are to dominate the world.
上帝对该隐说，你要制服罪恶。
And he told Cain that you are to overcome sin.
上帝不是说该隐，你不要有不好的行为，你不要做那些不三不四的事情。
God did not tell Cain that you please don't misbehave, please don't do things that are not right.
他告诉他，你要制服那个伏在门前的罪的权柄。
But he tell Cain that you are to overcome the power of sin that is waiting by your doorstep.
这种办法去了解伦理跟道德,
with this anger, let us understand ethics and morality.
是所有的宗教从来没有提出来,
and this is something you will not see in all other faith.
这句话第一次出现的时候, 是把罪当作一个像动物一样,
the first time sin is described in this way, sin is given a persona, a status.
A personified authority. A personified power to overcome you. A personified power to invade your life. 所以圣经里面的罪观跟所有法律的罪观是完完全全不一样。
So the concept of sin in the Bible is absolutely different from that of the laws.
你如果把圣经讨论道德跟罪的问题, 当作很别的宗教等量齐观，你是大大侮辱上帝。
If you think that the Bible talks about sin in the same manner as all other religion, then you would have insulted God.
因为所有宗教里面讨论罪，是罪人论他们所犯过的罪的事情。
In all other faith, when they talk about sin, it is when sinners try to discuss about their own sins.
上帝讨论罪，是讨论的拯救者要怎样救人脱离那捆绑人的权柄。
But when God talks about sin, He is talking about how the Savior will deliver us from the bondage of sin.
神就是那拯救者的本体。
And God is the Savior.
我们就是被拯救脱离罪的捆绑的那个罪人。
And we are the sinner that is being released from the bondage of sin.
严格地说，圣经要求我们用神的眼光去看罪。 不是用罪人的眼光去讨论已经犯过的罪。
Strictly speaking, God, the Bible demands that we look at sin from the angle of God rather than from the angle of a sinner.
所以有单数跟多数的分别。
So there is a distinction between a singular sin and a multiple sin.
太严肃了。
This is of great insignificance.
太深入了。
This is profound.
太伟大了。
A great understanding.
那我们就要用一些普通所谓知识分子常常对宗教挑剔所发的问题来讨论这个问题。
We can discuss this looking at how intellectuals would have critiques over religion. When a person thinks about all these profound questions, he will have confusion because how can a God that is all good, why would he allow sin? If God is omnipotent, why would He not solve the problem of sin?
如果罪的存在跟上帝的存在不能在同样的这个积极性的方面等量齐观的讨论的话,
if we cannot discuss the existence of sin in the same level as the existence of God,
上帝的上的存在是积极的，而恶的存在应当是消极的。
We should assume that the existence of God is dynamic, but the existence of sin is passive.
正像我们在这个房间里面，我们看到光是积极的，黑暗是被它赶走了，因为黑暗是消极的。
And it's like in this room, light is dynamic and active, and He has chased away darkness, which is passive.
所以暗的存在一定是光的缺乏。
And so the existence of darkness must be because there is no light.
当这个东西把光源遮盖的时候，暗就在这个东西的背后产生存在了。When
this object shields the light from my face, then darkness occurs.
但这个东西一遮盖的时候，光的存在就变成显明出来了。But
once you take away the object, the light will emerge.
这种观念的开始是这个奥古斯丁对罗马书第三章真正的了解。
This concept started when Augustine understood Romans 3.
我们有时候以为圣经是很普通的本书，不是。
Sometimes we think the Bible is such a simple book, but not so.
太伟大了。
It is indeed a great book.
我传这本书已经超过差不多三万次了。我站讲台已经差不多三万次了。我一传也惧怕，又发现这是太伟大了。
I have preached the Bible for more than 30,000 times, and every time I preach about it, the more I do it, the more I realize that it is indeed a great book.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
罪的存在, 谁可以解释?
Who can explain about the existence of sin?
罪的存在跟上帝的存在是同时存在。
The existence of sin is at the same time with the existence of God.
上帝是永恒者。
But God is eternal.
上帝是创造者。
He is the creator.
那么罪的存在是永恒者吗?
Does that mean that sin exists as in eternity?
如果罪是永恒的，它就与上帝永恒共存，那叫做二元论。
If sin is eternal, then he exists together with God. This is called dualism.
如果是二元论, 那么上帝就不能以绝对独一的全能者的身份来要人绝对顺从他。
If that is the case, then God cannot be the sole almighty eternal one that demands obedience from man.
但是从旧约到新约给我们看见的，上帝说我是独一的上帝，也尽心尽心尽意尽力来爱我。
But in the Bible, we see God proclaiming himself as one, and we are to love him with all our mind, all our heart, our strength, and our soul.
这样，这位上帝岂不是不给人留下任何空间，就有别的选择，有别的自由去爱和的敬拜除他以外其他的东西？
Does that not mean that God would not give us any freedom to worship anything else except him?
如果上帝是永恒，而且恶的存在不是永恒的。
If God is eternal, but evil is not,
那我们只能假设这个恶很可能是被造的,
then we will assume that evil is a product of creation.
这样就保留了上帝是绝对的，是完全的，是唯一的创造者。因为除他以外，除非他要造，就没有任何的东西存在。
In this manner, God the Creator is considered absolute, that nothing will exist unless he created it.
这样有没有可能上帝创造罪恶呢？
Then the question would be, is it possible that he has created sin?
如果我们要否定罪恶的永恒性,
if we deny the eternal existence of sin,
那我们试假设罪恶的暂存性,
if we assume that sin is temporal,
我们先肯定上帝的创造者,
but we first affirm that God is the creator,
如果他不造就没有任何东西存在,
and we assume that if he does not create, nothing will exist.
罪的存在是不是被造而存在?
Then would sin exist because it too is created?
如果罪的存在，因为上帝创造了罪，我们就问回头：上帝为什么创造罪哦？
If God created sin, we will ask God, why did you create sin?
但是圣经从来没有给我们看见有任何的启示提到或者影射到上帝创造了恶的事情。
But the Bible has never directly or implicitly tell us that God has created evil.
唯一的一个地方是我们可以误解的，那就是以赛亚书45章第7节。
The only place that people would have misunderstanding is Isaiah 45 verse 7.
而那节的圣经呢，这个 King James Version 真正翻译了上帝创造了邪恶。
In the King James Version, the translation is God created evil.
I both created good and evil.
我造 善良也造恶.
那如果是这样的话, 就表示上帝是罪恶的创造者。
Does that not mean that God is the creator of evil?
那这样的上帝一定不是完全良善的。
And so in this manner, God cannot be all good.
因为他有一些的恶意创造的恶，让恶存在，成了人类幸福最大的威胁。
He had a little bit of evil intention, creating evil to become a threat to human existence.
但是圣经真正的意思本来不是那样。
But this is not what the verse originally means.
原来在英文里面, evil 有两个意义。
In English, evil has two meanings.
一个是 metaphysical evil, 另外一个是 moral evil.
一个是形象形上式的这个恶, 另外一个是道德上的恶。
形上学的这个恶,
a metaphysical evil,
根据道德性的恶,
and a morality, moral evil,
是两件完全不同的事情。
They are two different things.
所以形上的恶应当翻译成一种亏缺，一种这个不全，或者一种的祸患。
A metaphysical evil should be translated as a form of inadequacy or a form of a disaster.
那这就是说，上帝许可灾祸存在。
In other words, God allows the existence of disasters.
上帝许可这一亏缺存在。
Or the existence of inadequacies.
上帝许可天灾人祸成为人类的危害。
That there may be catastrophe that will become a threat to humanity.
当和合一本翻译这一段圣经的时候,
when the Chinese translation translated this,
就给我们看到，上帝说：“我造光又造暗，我赐福又降祸。”
The Chinese Bible says he created light and also darkness. He gives peace and also disasters.
所以和合一本提到evil的时候, 在这里是解释成不是 moral evil, 是 metaphysical evil.
And so the explanation here is a metaphysical evil.
也就是上帝有权柄赐下福气, 他也有权柄降下灾祸。
It means that God has the sovereign will to give us good blessings or allow disaster to come.
这些祸患、这些灾祸、这些罪恶的存在，又是为什么存在呢？
The question then is, why would all these disasters and sin exist?
是上帝故意造它存在的吗？
Did God create them purposely?
你说这里不是用造这个字了。
You say the Bible doesn't use the word create.
上帝许可它存在的吗？
Did God allow them to exist?
是上帝没办法除去它，或者上帝故意让它有的。
Was it because God has no power to remove it, or God purposely allows it?
这样更深一层问下去的时候，
When we look at it in a deeper depth,
那么我们就得到了汤恩比提出来的两个很重要的论点。
We will understand what Tonnerby said.
汤恩比在他历史的研究，后来在重写的时候提到两个问题。
In his writing about history, he gave us two questions. The study of history.
他提到了这有一些宗教问题是很难解释的。
He said there are some religious questions that are very difficult to solve.
恶的存在要给我们推想到两个可能性。
He said the existence of evil will force us to think about two possibilities.
这成为历史历代这文化宗教很难处理的事情。
And these also become things that religion and culture cannot solve.
这两个可能性是什么呢？
What are these two possibilities?
如果上帝是全能的。
The first one is if God is omnipotent.
他可以除掉恶。
He can remove evil.
但他又不肯除掉恶。
But he is not willing to remove evil.
这位上帝不是全善。
It would mean, therefore, that he is not all good.
第二样。
Secondly,
如果你要保护上帝是全善的这个信仰。
If you insist that God is all good,
但是他这么良善的上帝又没有办法除掉恶，所以恶存在，那么他全善却不全能。
But he cannot remove evil, so although he is all good, he is not all powerful.
换句话说，恶的存在就必汤恩比要产生一种二中选一的结果。
And so the existence of evil has forced Tonnerby to have this situation where you have to choose one or the other.
你是一位全善的上帝吗？
Do you believe that God is all good?
你的上帝很好，但是他能力不够。
Your God is very good, but he is not too powerful.
或者你是一个全能的上帝吗？
Or do you believe that God is all powerful?
他的能力很大，可以消除，但他不消除，他的良善不够。
He is all powerful, he can get rid of sin, but he did not do that, so he's not good enough.
这个 either or 的思想法。
It is an either or kind of concept.
本来很配合理性主义时代以来的这种典范的思考方法。
But this sort of thinking is very much what a rationalistic kind of approach is like.
Paradigm of the thinking after the Enlightenment movement. 这是我应该用的更正确的词。所以启蒙时代以后的思考典范是这种典范 either or or either
after the enlightenment this is the way people think it's either this or that
所以有很多的人在过去的三百年皆被理性主义的熏陶变成了一个没有办法逃脱这种 either or 思考方式的生活
for the past 300 years many people are influenced by this sort of nationalism and they cannot escape from this either or process
他们就变成慢慢慢慢失去信仰
and slowly they lose their faith
现在欧美很多的教会空空洞洞的
in Europe today many churches are empty
为什么呢
why
因为被训练的传道人没有资格也没有本质更没有内容去回答那些高级知识分子对基督教信仰所提出来的挑战
because the preachers that have been trained there are not worthy or not qualified to answer to the challenges from the intellectuals
而为了填满自卑感所以很多不够程度的学校就发高一点的学位使那些在里面上课的人心中凉凉的感到很有满足感
And so in order to overcome the sense of inferiority, many seminaries will give a degree easily. Because even the professors do not know how to solve these problems. And so the students will not know it.
而基督教产生的所谓最高的学者，以面对世界挑战基督教信仰学者的人，马上哑口无言，最多说他们刚硬着心，便他们灭亡。
And the best scholars that Christianity can produce cannot answer the intellectuals and say, well, they just harden their hearts.
我常常问一个问题，谁可以代表真正的基督教？
I have always asked this question, who is the true representation of Christianity?
我们今天教会走的道路已经是在神心意中间的真正的道路了。
Is the pathway that the church is taking today a pathway that is pleasing in the heart of God? Is the pulpit of God the one where you will hear an eternal message today? Are the people in church the people who understand the salvation of God based on His revelation that we may inspire and challenge the rest of the world?
这几次我在香港讲了一个讲座, 就是为何需要归正福音运动?
These few times in Hong Kong, I spoke on the topic, why do we need the reform movement?
今年这几个月里面, 我会用这个专题给新加坡开一个很特别、很重要、很严肃的讲座。
And in these next few months, I will use this topic to have a very special seminar for Singapore.
因为我不会是长期供应你们每个礼拜讲一篇道给你听，使你满满足，因为你们听到还听得不够过瘾的那种需要。
But because I'm not a preacher that will come and preach just to satisfy you.
我要把一把火丢在你们中间。
I want to start a fire among you.
新加坡的基督教思想。
That the Singaporean Christian will understand the importance of Reform theology and how you will sacrifice yourself to do it.
Reform evangelical movement. Theological wise is Reform, but speaking wise even evangelical. So Reform evangelical movement, not merely Reform theology. 这是两件不同的事情。那这件事在今天的世界中间，我是一个很
But in this matter, I am an inevitable leader. I am waiting for the age of reform evangelical movement to come. In the past few hundred years, when the fiery darts of the devil comes into our heart, who are the thinkers that truly represent Christianity to block all these fires?
外面的宗教,
when the external faith and internal heretics attack our own faith,
站在中流砥柱的地步, 挡住可怕的思潮, 坚固我们自己弟兄姊妹, 真正对神信仰的这些勇士在哪里?
Who are the warriors that will stand firm against all this wave of changes that affirm our people?
当然我不是，我不必讲。
I don't have to tell you.
你可能知道我心里在想的是什么。
But you will know in my heart who I'm thinking of.
天主教没办法代表这个。
The Roman Catholics cannot do this.
新派根本没有资格代表这个。
The liberals are not worthy to do this.
平安派更不必讲。
And certainly not the charismatics.
福音派可以有一点点的，但是不够分量。
There are some in the evangelical circles.
所以结果只有一个运动，归正福音运动，是整个基督教前面的盼望。
There's only one hope for Christianity. That is the Reform Evangelical Movement.
这个事情大到一个地步。
This matter is so important.
要你甚至被断头、被杀死都不可妥协的牺牲自我、成全神，在这个时代要我们做的工作。
It needs a spirit from us that we are even willing to sacrifice ourselves to death to fulfill the work that God has given to us in this generation. I am very clear about this. But these are difficult work. Satan has given me a lot of threat, whether it is in the relationship with co-workers in ministry or in all forms of work. But to me, no matter how you magnify trivial matters, they are still trivial.
大事永远是大事，虽然只有很少的人知道，还是最大的事。
Important things will remain important, although only a few people recognize it.
现在稍微跟你谈一些在理性世界中间曾经正面交锋过的那些课题。
I want to tell you some things, some themes about how in the rational world we have encountered.
罪的源头哪里来？
Where is the source of sin?
为什么全能的世界允许恶的存在？
Why would there be evil in an all good world?
恶是永恒存在，与神相对的二元论吗？
Is evil an eternal existence like God?
如果不是恶的存在，是上帝故意把它造出来让它存在吗？
If not, was sin created by God?
那么创造恶的上帝还是上帝吗？
Can a God that created God, evil be God?
如果他不创造恶，恶怎么会存在呢？
If he did not create evil, then where did it come from?
如果他允许恶的存在，允许这个被存在的恶到底源头在哪里？
If he allowed sin to exist, then where then is the source of this sin that has been allowed?
我相信基督教没有好好思想过，也解答过这个问题。
I think Christianity has never thought about this carefully or gave us the answer.
是一个神学的避而不谈。
And so many theologians will not touch these topics.
一些基督教思想家轻描淡写。
Or some Christian thinkers will treat it very lightly.
很多神学的老师自己根本不懂这个事。
And many seminary professors will not know this.
所以从神学都毕业出来，有了学位的人就用四方形的帽子吓吓人，没有办法制服人。
And many people who graduate from seminaries can only scare us but not convince us.
这是今天教会的情况。
This is the way the church is today.
我每次谈到这样严重的地步，很想大哭一场。
Sometimes when I think about such important things, I feel like crying out aloud.
到了这一个年龄，已经差不多不大喜欢的到处跑去讲道，但你的责任在身了，我没有办法退休。
At my age, I'm not actually willing to go all over the world to preach, but because I feel the serious responsibility.
今天有多少的基督教，好像只有意。只能够偏偏乡下老太婆的程度就做了教会领袖。
Many people become church leaders just by fooling those people who are more ignorant.
自己安慰自己的，上帝拣选愚昧的嘛，所以我愚昧，上帝要用，要怎么样
？And then they will comfort themselves by saying, "Well, God chose the foolish, and I'm foolish."
其实神要拣选愚昧的，叫智慧人羞愧。
But God will choose the foolish to shame the intelligent.
所以有谁代表基督教说？你们世界的哲学家在哪里？
Who will represent Christianity and challenge the philosophers of the world?
你们世界的辩论学家在哪里？
All the debaters of the world.
有哪一个人用神的道可以把人心中抵挡上帝的各样的思潮、各样的主义、各样的学说打得落花流水？
Who can defeat all the earthly debates and philosophies using the word of God?
严格的说，共产主义在上帝的面前是站不住的。
Strictly speaking, communism will have no place before God.
那是资本主义的自私跟私欲、贪而无厌的精神，在上帝的面前也站不住。
And the spirit of selfishness and greed in capitalism will not stand before God.
所以，抵挡上帝的，无论是存在主义、逻辑实证主义，无论在哲学、在文化、在宗教、在教会内外异端跟邪说的中间。没有一个与神的真理不对的地方，可以在神面前站得住。
All sorts of philosophy, whether it's from culture or from the church, cannot stand before God if it is not right in the first place.
问题是今天为基督教代言的人，他们有多少足够的分量，有多少足够的内容，可以以神的审判权利来面对这些挑战我们的思潮。
The question is, the spokesmen of God today, do they have enough qualification or the content and judgment to withstand all these things?
所以这个问题我想来想去没有答案。
These things I've been thinking for a long time without an answer.
许多的基督徒根本没有好好想，也没有办法想出答案。
Because many Christians will not think about such issues, nor will they find the answer.
那么这个问题这么严重，它的答案在圣经到底有没有呢？
But can we find the answer to this important question from the Bible?
如果人没有想出来，难道上帝没有预备吗？
If we cannot figure it out, could it be that God did not prepare an answer for us?
上帝自己是真理的源头。
He is the source of truth.
上帝自己是绝对的善根。
And God is the absolute good.
上帝自己是永恒的、绝对的全能者。
God is the eternal one, the absolute and almighty one.
我们相信他是全善，是永恒，是全能的。
We believe him to be all good, eternal and all powerful.
绝对不是因为我们一厢情愿把它绝对化，那人认为说我有一位这样的上帝。
Not because it's a figment of our imagination or our preference.
这种信仰的原委，这种信仰的基础，是因为神的圣灵这样启示自己。
We know all this because God has revealed it to us in His Bible.
但是真理启示跟我们理性的发展的思考没有办法协调的时候。
But when we cannot have a harmony between the way we think and the revelation of God,
是不是等于我们又落在一厢情愿，自己想事就变成真理，变成这样呢？ 绝对不是。
Does that mean then that we comfort ourselves and think that the truth is the truth? But this is not the case.
有一些福建的基督徒是自我迷信的方式来信上帝的全能。
Some Christians who are shallow think about God in a superstitious manner.
丰富神学领恩派的呢，极端分子是利用上帝的全能可以利用来一定要被他医治，做我们在困难中遇到的一切的事情。
And success theology or extreme charismatism are actually making use of God to force Him to heal us or give us things that we want.
Making use the Almighty God to do everything we want. Because you are Almighty, you should do this, you should do that, because you are able to do it now, do it for me. 所以这种自私的私欲所产生的宗教意念，就变成利用神的全能来逼上帝做人的仆人。
Because of this selfishness, we force God to become the slave of man because He is Almighty.
上帝真的全能吗？
Is God Almighty?
上帝真的全善吗？
Is He all good?
又回来了，为什么他让罪恶存在？
We return again to the question, why would He allow sin to exist?
许多的人在他们的逻辑的这个演化的中间，他们下了一个结论，一定要称上帝为罪的源头，是恶的计划者。
And in the evolution of the logic of many people, they have to conclude that God is the source of evil.
这些人有时候因为不讲出来，他暗暗躲在教会里面。
Some of these people will not tell you, but they will hide within the church.
其实这个问题在改教的时期已经曾经有正面交锋的一次。
But in the Reformation, these issues have been discussed.
当我们说一切都是恩典的时候
，When we say all things come from God's grace,
sola gratia.
In Latin, it's sola gratia.
改教运动跟归正神学强调恩典论的时候
，When the Reformed theology emphasized the idea of grace,
你慢慢慢慢推理到恩典论是荣耀上帝的真正认识产生的一个原因。
And they understand grace to be the true reason why we would glorify God.
一个人知道一切的一切都是上帝的恩典，这个人没有办法不把一切的荣耀归给上帝。
Because when a person understands that all things come from the grace of God, he will give glory to God.
恩典论的优先性就产生了我们对上帝一切的回应都是恩典之后的事情，所以恩典先于人对神的回应。
And the idea of grace is that it comes first before all things. It comes before all our responses.
因为上帝的恩典优先于我们的回应。
Because God's grace will come before our responses.
虽然我们是靠着信心领受神的恩典，是因为上帝恩典之下道才能使我们产生信心。
Although we accept His grace by faith, but it was because He has given us His grace that we can accept it.
所以这个恩典既然优先于人信的回应，那么这恩典优先就可以变成万古以前永世中间的预定论。
And so because grace comes before our responses, grace gives birth to the idea that election occurs before all things.
所以如果是这样的话，天主教就自己把它归纳出来说，你们这样信上帝，你们一定到最后没有办法逃避逻辑的结论，上帝是恶的创造者。
The Roman Catholics believe that the way we believe in God will inevitably arise to a situation where we conclude that God created evil.
That will be the logical conclusion.That your God created evil. 那这件事情一提出来的话，对整个改教运动是个致命伤的攻击。
This is a very important assault on Reformed theology.
那谁回答呢
？Who gave the correct answer?
马丁路德的朋友麦兰顿做了回答。
The friend of Martin Luther, Malden, said that.
这是很伟大的 Melanchthon.
Melanchthon.
那这个人呢，后来在奥斯堡宣言里面。在奥斯堡信条里面就引用了一节的圣经。
In Augsburg Catechism, he said.
他说什么呢？他说你们的父是魔鬼，他说谎的，也是一切说谎人之父。他犯罪是出于他自己。
He said that your father is the devil. He is the father of all liars, and so he sinned based on himself.
这句话是耶稣基督对犹太文化最无情的攻击。
This is one of the most harshest rebuke that Christ has to the Jewish culture.
几乎等于否定了犹太从亚伯兰传下来宗教的价值，而说他们根本背后的是一位魔鬼做他们的父。
almost denying the value of the entire Jewish culture, saying that what's behind them is the devil.
This
is the greatest insult to the Jews.
And
so the Jews were wanting to kill Jesus.
Richard Niebuhr 所说的, 他们不杀死耶稣的结果,
it's like what Richard Niebuhr said, without killing Christ, Christ would have destroyed their culture.
那耶稣基督回答这句话的时候,
when Jesus answered them,
你们的父是魔鬼,
he said, your father is a devil.
他是说谎的,
he is a liar.
也是一切说谎之人的父,
and the father of all liars.
接下去的一句话很重要,
the next sentence is important.
犯罪是出于他自己,
his sin of himself.
那一句话就真正解决了 the problem of the beginning of evil, 这个困难。
这就解决了罪的源头的困难。 That Jesus already gave us the answer.
因为罪是出于魔鬼。
That sin came from the devil.
是不是永恒的呢?
Was it eternal?
不是。
No.
因为唯有上帝自我拥有，是永远才是永恒的。
Only God is eternal in himself.
基督的这句话已经使我们不必走二元论的路线。
The proclamation of Jesus delivers us from dualism.
基督这句话也使我们躲避了上帝是罪的创造者的差误了。
And also help us to escape from the errors of thinking God created evil.
因为他犯罪出于他自己了。
He sinned of himself.
所以, he is the origin of evil.
He is, 他是罪的创造者。
Not God.
不是上帝。
He himself is the origin of evil.
他自己就是罪的源头。
Not created by God.
不是上帝所创造的。 With one sentence, Jesus solved this problem.
这样大的事情,
such an important matter.
没有神学家可以解释,
no theologian have answered.
没有一个宗教明白,
or a faith would understand.
因为许多宗教只有从罪的事实要怎么样去处理作为他们优先的这个宗教活动。
Most religions only want to solve the problem of the factual sin.
他们没有更多的时间
They don't have too much time to think about where sin came from. The book of James says, where did sin come from? Why would a person sin? He was tempted. But he cannot say God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. Then where did sin come from? It came from evil desire. And sin came from evil desire. And when it is full grown, give birth to death. In the next few weeks, we will spend a lot of time talking about the doctrine of sin. We return to the very important question. If God is all good, why would he allow existence of sin?
上帝还是全善的吗?
Is he still all good?
许多基督徒是, 当然全善, 为什么? 因为我平常的信仰是这样的。我不要改。
Many Christians say, yeah, he's all good because this way I've been taught.
I've been believing this for so many years. I don't want to change. 所以这是不交代也是不负责任的答案。
But this is an answer that is irresponsible.
上帝是全能的吗?
Is God all-powerful?
你说是。
You say yes.
上帝是全善的吗?
Is he all good?
你说是。
You say yes.
为什么他有能力他不除灭罪的存在呢?
Why did he not then eliminate sin?
那么很多人又不回答了。
Many people will keep quiet. This is his matter.
他是全能全善,
it's God's matter.
有的人就当,
some people say because the timing is not here.
所以当时间到了,
when the time comes, God will solve this problem.
那总就问你在更深一层去思想的时候,
if you think further into this matter,
这样,
this is a created world.
被造的世界不完美,
it is not perfect, so there's sin.
所以我就问你问题,
my question then is,
上帝为什么不创造一个完全的世界呢?
Why then would God not create a perfect world?
为什么上帝不要造一个完全的世界?
Why does he not create a perfect world?
我先问你, 为什么他不造完全的世界? 上帝是完美的。
Now you know why you shouldn't be a translator.
他不到我才大理的。 你知道上帝为什么不造一个完美的世界？
Why would God not create a perfect world?
上帝完美吗？
Is God all good?
上帝完美。
He is perfect.
那上帝故意不造一个完美的世界，对不对？
Did he purposely not create a perfect world?
这样才显出他很完美。
Does it not show them that he's perfect?
好像有的女孩子故意嫁给很难看的男人。
Like some beautiful girls will purposely marry an ugly man.
站在那难看男人面前，大家以为她特别美丽，其实没有什么美丽。
In comparison to the ugly husband, she will look beautiful.
上帝是不是故意造一个不完美的世界，显得她特别完美？
Did God create an imperfect world to show His own perfection?
全本圣经没有这样的意念被启示出来。
The Bible never reveals such a concept.
当然，上帝哪里好意思介绍自己有这样的意念呢？
Of course, God will not tell you.
有一些人就吹毛求疵。
So some people try to go.
当这些所谓知识分子问这个问题，挑战基督教信仰的时候
，When intellectuals try to challenge Christianity,
我一点不慌。
I am not anxious.
因为我从前自己曾经是个非常挑剔、非常抵挡圣经信仰的一个青年。
When I was young, I was very critical and opposed the Bible.
后来我不但没有自己抵挡成功。我反倒被上帝抓去做传道人，专处理这些问题。
But not only did I not succeed in opposing, God took me to be a preacher.
所以那些最反对基督教的人，你不要轻看他，可能他比以后比你更可爱。
Do not look down on people who oppose Christianity, because God may use them later.
我自己经历了这样的事情。
I myself is an example.
所以我现在要试看的不是你怎么问我怎么答，你问我，我问你，为什么你那么问？
My question to you is, why do you ask a question like that?
上帝为什么造一个不完全的世界？
Why did God create an imperfect world?
请问你感到这个世界不完全吗？
My question is, do you think that the world is imperfect?
这个世界不完全吗？
You say, yes, it's imperfect.
有的人自杀。
Some people kill themselves.
有的人杀人。
Some people kill others.
有的人神经。
Some people are crazy.
有的人发疯。
Some people went crazy.
这世界不完全吗？
The world is not perfect.
你知道这个世界不完全。
You know that it's imperfect.
再问一个问题。
My next question to you is,
你怎么知道这个世界不完全？
How do you know that it's not perfect?
不必啰嗦了，本来完全不就不完全吗？
Well, we all know that.
你怎么知道世界不完全？
How do you know?
我告诉你，这个问题也是宗教没有回答的问题。
This is also a question that religion cannot answer.
你问一只狗，这个世界完全吗？它呜，差不多。
If you ask a dog, the dog cannot give an answer.
你问一只猫，这个世界完全吗？它什么喵？我有车就完全了。
For a cat, it's just interested in eating.
没有一个动物认为这个世界不完全。
Not a single animal will consider the world as imperfect.
他们大体上就用自然的那个本能，顺其自然的过了一生，就这样啊，乖乖的离开世界。
They just live their life based on what nature does, and then they die.
所以很少猫自杀。
So very few cats will kill themselves.
也很少狗杀别的狗。
Or dogs will kill other dogs.
他们都可以安然处在这个世界中间过一生。
They will just live their life peacefully.
只有人。
Only humanity.
这个不满意，那个不满意，这个世界不好，为什么爸爸把我生在世界上？他对世界的不满意，表明他里面有一个对世界不完全的反抗。
The sense that we complain about all sorts of things show that there is a sense of rebellion in our hearts.
但是你不要忘记。
But do not forget this.
一个讲世界不完全的人，你要问他说：这个世界都不完全，哪个世界比较好啊？
You may want to ask the question, when a person says the world is not imperfect, this world is not perfect, then which world is perfect then?
Which one is perfect? 你到过几个世界，然后比来比去，感到这个不好。
How many worlds have you been to?
我告诉一个男人对人家说：我的太太。我不满足，他可能已经试过好几个女人了。
When a person says he's not satisfied with his wife, maybe he has tried many women.
所以为什么感到你太太不满足呢？
Why do you think your wife is not good enough?
莫非你试了很多，这个比较好，那个比较满足，这个不满足？
Is it because you have tried many and then you say this is not good, that's not good?
当然，这个答案不一定是完整的。
But this is not a complete answer.
但是这蕴藏一个可能性在里面。
But there is a possibility in there.
当你说这个世界不满足。
When you say the world is not perfect,
世界不完全的时候,
that the world is not good,
你里面一定有个完全观, 完全的尺寸, 作为你衡量的这个标准。
You must have had this standard of perfection inside you, then you can judge.
你说这个桌子不到两公尺。
You say, well, this table is less than 2 meters.
你一定知道什么叫做两公尺。
Surely you must know what 2 meters is.
照你的两公尺的概念来看，这个是大概是160公分，不到两公尺。
By that concept, you realize that the table is only 160 cm.
对不全的批判是根据你对全的观念。
The concept that the critique you have towards imperfection comes from your concept of perfection.
所以我就更要求你解释你那个完全的观念哪里来的。
So I want you to answer the question, where is this source and concept of perfection?
你有资格用完全观念去衡量这个世界认为不完全，我更有资格问你，你从哪里拿到了完全的观念？
You have judged the world as imperfect, so I will ask you, where did you get the concept of perfection from?
我告诉你，永远你没有办法回答。
You will not be able to answer me.
除非你回到上帝面前。
Unless you return back to God.
那个足以衡量万有准则的标准的完全观，是因为你是按照上帝的形象样式造的，你才有。
The concept of perfection that gives you judgment over all things come because you have been made in the image of God.
因为你有神的完全观的影子放在你。
The shadow of perfection of God is in you.
所以你有一些完全是这样的一种概念。
And so you have this concept that perfection must be like this.
当你用这个概念去看着世界的时候，你看见不像我概念中的完全，所以这个世界不完全。
And so when you look at the world, you realize that it is not as perfect as in your concept.
这个世界如果不完全，你能使这个世界更完全？
Can you then make the world perfect?
这世界如果不完全，你能跑到别的更完全的世界那里？
Can you escape to a more perfect world?
这更是你不可能达到的事情。
These are all impossible.
所以有很多人一方面看到世界不完全，一方面又没有别的更完全的地方可以跑，所以乖乖地坐到世界，到最后死的时候也差不多甘愿。
And so many of us just live our life, although we are not satisfied with the imperfection.
很多年轻人很不甘愿活在这个世上，但到这些年轻人活到老的，很怕世界不让他活下去。
Many young people do not like this world, but when they grow old, they do not want to go away.
这是真的事情。
These are all true.
所以我告诉你，
Let me tell you this.
这个世界完全不完全。
Whether the world is perfect or not,
只有到了300年前，一个伟大的哲学家给我们很好的答案。
We get the answer from 300 years ago from a great philosopher.
很可惜不是神学家给答案。
But it was not from a theologian.
是一个哲学家给答案。
But from a philosopher.
这位哲学家呢，叫做德国人，叫做 Leibniz.
He's a German by the name of Leibniz.
L-E-I-B-N-I-Z. Leibniz. 你们可以去查过去的百科全书，或者现在的电脑 Internet。去看看他到底是谁。
You can check out this person from the internet.
Leibniz 是理性时代最大的三个哲学家之一。
He was one of the three most important philosophers in the age of reason.
另外的两个就是法国巴黎的这个 René Descartes.
The other one is René Descartes of Paris.
还有 Amsterdam 荷兰的 Baruch Spinoza.
And Spinoza of Amsterdam.
三个人是理性时代最大的思想家。
These are the three most important philosophers in the age of reason.
Spinoza 走了这个叫做呢 pantheism 泛神论的宇宙观的路线。
But Spinoza recommended pantheism.
而这个 René Descartes 走了人文主义，认为人是超过一切，所以这方面的另外一条路。
But Descartes was a humanist.
Leibniz 比较走在一个有传统的纯正信仰中间，上帝观的观念中间。
Leibniz's answer was pretty close to the doctrine of God.
Leibniz 一生最大的遗憾是一件事情。
The greatest regret he had in his life.
为什么他生在德国，不生在中国？
Was that he was born in Germany and not China.
啊，有这样的德国人也给我们很大的安慰哦。
And so I'm comforted with this thought.
为什么我不是中国人？
Why am I not?
为什么我不生在中国？
Why was I not born in China?
所以他最后就决定要做个宣教士，到中国去传道，这样他就可以被派去。
And he decided to be a missionary to China.
结果考试的时候，神学不及格。
But he failed in his theological exams.
没有被派去。
So he was not sent.
Leibniz 19岁的时候，他研究成功了微积分 calculus。
When he was 19, he had a success in calculus.
所以这样伟大的数学家、思想家、哲学家。
He was a great mathematician and philosopher.
真是旷世奇才。
A very rare genius.
但是这个人呢，他 他内心的深处非常羡慕什么叫做真正的真理。
But in his heart, he admired the truth.
所以他很盼望可以解释给一些那些寻找真理的人所遇到困难的时候提出来的难题。
He wanted to solve the problem of all those people who seek after the truth.
Leibniz 跟 Blaise Pascal 是历史上最大的两个创造计算机的人。
Leibniz and Pascal are two most important mathematicians that created the calculating ability.
法国的 Pascal 在17岁做了第一个人类历史人工人手做的计算机。
Pascal was the first person that invented a physical calculator.
这个 Leibniz 在19岁的时候，他的微积分跟他的成就已经超过了当他时代所有的数学家。
And Leibniz was already a great mathematician at 19.
后来他发现，听说中国人在他研究微积分的3000年以前已经懂得微积分，他气死了。
He was very angry when he discovered that the Chinese already understood calculus 3,000 years ago.
他就把很多他写的东西就捏成一团丢在垃圾堆里。
And he took the work that he has written and he threw it away.
他一方面气，一方面更羡慕做中国人。
On the one hand, he was angry. On the other hand, he admired the Chinese.
那么现在我要从他的宇宙论跟大家谈一下他处理这个问题。
So let us look at how he solved the problem of the idea of the cosmos.
那你说这个世界不好吗？
Leibniz asks, is this an imperfect world?
上帝造一个不好的世界吗？
Did God create an imperfect world?
这上帝是完全的。
God is perfect.
造一个不完全的世界吗？
Did he create an imperfect
world? 有没有可能上帝自己不完全，所以没有办法造出一个完全的世界？
Is it possible that God himself is imperfect?
因为不会做衣服的人，做一件衣服，你穿来穿去很不舒服。
A lousy tailor will create a lousy piece of garment.
这样的人才怪不得做出这样的成品。
The person will create a lousy work.
会做衣服的人，他懂得哪里多一寸，哪里少一寸。你穿的时候非常随心应手。
A good tailor can produce a clothing that is pleasing to you.
不会做的，你一这样拉，这边破；这样拉，下面破；再拉，裤子破。
And a lousy tailor will create clothing that will break.
所以他不能做一个完全的东西，因为他自己不懂嘛。
So is it that God is not perfect, so he cannot create a perfect world?
会不会上帝自己不完全，所以造一个世界也是不完全的世界？
Because God cannot do it, so his world is impossible.
所以呢， Leibniz 要回答这个问题。
Leibniz wanted to answer this question.
他怎么回答？
His answer was,
几个步骤的思想。
He had several processes of thought.
也就是历史上很多人没有想过。
To solve problems that many people never thought of.
你今天听完了，你就更聪明一点了。
After you hear this, you'll be more intelligent.
一样。
Firstly,
上帝是完全的。
God is perfect.
他如果能够像，能够照着自己的力量，造一个和他一样完完全全完全的世界的话呢？
If he can create a world that has perfection in the same manner as he is perfect.
那么被造的世界就跟创造世界的上帝一样完全。
Then the created world will be have the same perfection as the creator.
Now, 上帝是完全的。
God is perfect.
被造的也是完全的。
The creation is perfect.
这岂不等于说上帝可以创造上帝吗？
Does that not mean that God can create God?
因为同样完全的吗？
Same perfection.
那你明白了吗？
You understand?
哇，这个思想太厉害了。
This is a great profound thought.
他以前从来没有人跟这样讲。
And no one has before him has thought of it this way.
God can create the world as perfect as he is perfect.
如果上帝所创造的世界跟他一样的完全，
Does it, it means that God can perfect, can create another God.
岂不是说上帝能够创造另外一个上帝？
Yeah.
Secondly,
如果被造的是和他一样完全的话，
If the created is more, is as perfect as the creator,
所以可以被称为上帝，因为他是完全的。
He can be considered God because he's perfect.
岂不等于说呢，有两种上帝，上帝可能是创造者，也可能是被造者吗？
Does that mean that there are two types of God, a creator and a creature?
但是被造者还是上帝吗？
But then can the creature be God?
所以他反过来的第二挑战。
And so he gave a second challenge.
第三。
Thirdly.
如果上帝创造了另外一个和他一样完全的上帝。
If God created another God that is similar, exactly the same with him.
上帝的独一性就不是永恒的。
Then he is not unique for all eternity.
因为他一造了一个与他一样的上帝以后，他就不是独一的上帝。
Once he has created another God, he is not the only one.
但是当一位真正的上帝这么说，
But the only one true God said,
我是独一的上帝， 除我以外没有别的神。
I am the only one God. Apart from me, there are no other gods.
所以在这里给我们看见神的启示对的。
So the revelation of God is correct.
只有他是永恒的。
That only He is eternal.
他是独一的。
That He is the only one.
他是完全的。
That He is only the perfect one.
这样他造的一定是不完全的事情。
And so surely He will create an imperfect world.
这是没有可能要一个完全的上帝造一个完全的世界。
It is not possible for a perfect world, a God to create a perfect world.
世界的不完全是应该的。
The imperfection of the world is a natural consequence.
受到这件不可能的等量习惯的本质。
Because the creator cannot be the same as the creature.
所以 the necessity of the qualitative difference between the creator and the creature.
所以在字方面，创造者跟被造者是不一样的。
创造者的本质一定要超过被造者。
The creator must be qualitatively greater than the creature.
世界的不完全。
The imperfection of the world then,
是一件必须的。
Is a necessity.
是一件正常的。
Is normal.
你没有资格因为这个世界的不完全，去推论到创造不完全世界的上帝可能自己也是不完全。
And we cannot then conclude that God is imperfect because of that.
这就是世界第一流的思想家。
He was indeed the great thinker.
第一流的这个副教学家。
The great defender of the faith.
简单的逻辑论里面，他把许多错误的思想一笔勾销了。
With very simple logic, he solved a lot of problems.
这有没有缺点呢？
Are there mistakes in this?
我们今天稍微不先谈。
We will not talk about this.
那么从这里我们就看见。罪的存在是在受造界，不是在创造者的里面。
But in this manner, we can see that sin does not exist in the creator, but in the created world.
罪就是不全的一个记录。
Sin is the record of inadequacy.
罪就是荣耀的亏缺。
Sin is the inadequacy of glory.
所以罪就变成不完全的一个记号。
And sin becomes the mark of imperfection.
只有神是创造者，只有神是完全的，所以被造的一定不能与创造者同质，所以被造的一定是不全的。
And so the created one must be imperfect because it cannot be in the same perfection as God.
这样使我们可以很安心的处理这样的事情。
And so with peace in our heart, we can face these things.
那么上帝为什么让不全的存在呢？
But why would God allow imperfection to exist?
上帝要用他的救赎把不全的世界带到更完美的世界里面。
God will use His salvation to bring the imperfect world into further perfection.
更完美还是从原先的被造的这个不完美的世界里面所达到的。
But we will reach that from an originally imperfect world.
当我们达到了被救赎有更完美地步的时候，还没有办法以上帝创造的本身的绝对完美等量习惯。
Even after we are saved and made more perfect in God, we cannot be like God's perfection.
神，他独一是神，除他以外没有别的神。
Because only God is God and there are no other gods.
那上帝许可罪存在的时候
，When God allows sin to exist，
到底有没有妨碍他的全善呢？
Does that mean that He is not all good?
If we believe He is Almighty, He is perfect, but can we say that He is not all good God?
我们可以不可以说上帝不是全善的上帝？
上帝还是全善的上帝。
He is still all good.
那个罪的存在到底有什么价值呢？
What then is the value of the existence of sin?
这就是我们回想到亚当夏娃犯罪以前在怎样的环境里面。
If we help us recall back to the environment before Adam and Eve sinned.
上帝把亚当放在一个呢，有蛇可以跑进来，有分别三个步骤可以试探试炼他的这种环境里面。
God placed Adam in an environment where the serpent can come in and there is a tree of good and evil.
我们照着堕落的头脑所想出来的东西。
The things that we can imagine with our fallen mind.
上帝最好不要让那个蛇跑进去，麻烦的。
We will say that God please trap the serpent.
上帝很多树了，为什么你加一个在那边麻烦的？
And we say, God, why do you trouble yourself by adding another tree?
如果上帝啊。天堂乐园的人关得紧紧的，不要露一个洞，蛇不能进去就好了。
If God built a fence so tight that the serpent cannot get in, it will be great.
如果上帝栽种那么多树的时候，不要栽种这一枝，那就好了。
And if God do not plant the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that would be great.
上帝啊，为什么你放那一棵
？So we ask God, why do you plant that tree?
你心不好。
You don't have a good heart.
上帝，为什么你留个洞，蛇就钻进去了
？Why was there a hole in the fence and the serpent came in?
你的木工不好。
You are not a good craftsman.
所以上帝一定做了一个不完全的世界，你怎么解释这个世界本来就不完全的？
And we say that the conclusion is God created imperfection.
好不好啊？
This is why.
凡是上帝造，凡是上帝许可的，凡是上帝定的，没有一样是不好的。
All the things that God has said, all the things that He's created, all the things that He has made are good.
那你可以再挑战这件事情。
You can still challenge me.
但我告诉你，圣经从头到尾隐含着这样的元素好多次。
But the Bible is implicit in this manner many times.
包括我们上一次所讲的话。
Including what we have preached already.
生命的冠冕是上帝应许赐给那些爱他之人。
That the crown of life God has promised to those who love Him.
那个丈夫对他的太太说：“你不要跟别人，你要忠心专一，只对待我。那我对你的爱，就要求你顺从这个命令的时候。”
When a husband would say to a wife, "Be faithful to me and no one else, because I love you."
这个就像上帝说：“因为你爱我，你就遵守我的命令，不可吃那分别善恶树上的果子。
Yes.”
一样的。
It's like God saying to Adam and Eve, because you love me, do not eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
今天很多做父母的很爱孩子。
Today, many parents love their children.
爱到最后替他找一个从来没有风、没有雨、没有蚊子咬、从来没有辛苦、没有不好睡的环境的一个很好的房间和地带。
And we want to bring the child up in an environment where there are absolutely no pain and no suffering.
所以呢，我们每个家长都做一个伊甸园。那伊甸园跟原来不同地方，是我们把分别善恶的果拔掉。
We all create a garden of Eden for our children without the tree.
Now one day, one baby, the baby sleep here. This is the most peaceful place. There's no snake here. Not even mosquitoes as existence.
所以我们跟孩子说，你睡在这边安安稳稳，连蛇都没有，蚊子都没有。
There's no temptation. There's no trial.
没有试探，没有试炼。
Not even a tree called the tree of knowledge of the good and evil.
分别善与恶的树也不
存在。
No such thing.
你好好在这里长大吧。
Grow up here.
我们的下一代就失败在这里。
And this is where our next generation will fail.
所以今天我要扭转你的思想。
I want to turn your thinking around.
我要告诉你，恶的存在是一定要有。
I want to tell you that evil must exist.
恶的存在是必须要存在。
It is necessary for it to exist.
恶的存在是神给人试验一定要有的功能。
Evil is the tool that God must use to try us.
我们不必掉在贪婪比所提出的两大困难的中间。
We did not fall into the trap of tenor be.
因为神的启示，神的工作，有神自己的真理。给我们真正的答案。
The revelation of God and His work has the true answer.
恶存在吗？
Does evil exist?
存在。
It does.
试探存在吗？
Does temptation exist? It does.
试炼存在吗？
Does trials exist?
存在。
It does.
为什么上帝许可它存在？
Why did God allow all this?
因为神要用借着这些来试炼，来借着试探的许可，使一个人进到真正得胜以后的完全。
Because God wants to bring a person into the victory of perfection through all these things.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
Victorious perfection.
一种得胜的完全。
The perfection after you overcome all trials.
一种胜过所有试探的这个
得
胜。Thanks be to God.
从这里我们要思想几个大的完全。
From this angle, we want to think about a few aspects of perfection.
第一，
Firstly,
上帝自己的完全。
The perfection of God
是绝对永恒最完美的完全。
It is the perfection of eternity.
第二，
Secondly,
是被造以后原先上帝放在人里面的形象样式的完全。
The perfection of the image of man after he has been created.
第三，
Thirdly,
是因为犯罪以后亏缺了上帝的荣耀，从完全堕落以后的不够完全。
The imperfection that comes after we fall from God and fall short of His glory.
第四，是上帝儿子耶稣基督到世界所彰显出在地上最完全的生活。
The lifestyle of perfection that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, manifested while He was on earth.
第五，
Fifthly,
是基督徒在接受基督以后所领受的新生命本质的完全。
The perfection of a new life that Christians receive after we accept Jesus Christ.
第六，
Sixth,
第七。第六是在这个完全本质中间，因为顺服圣灵，所以继续不断长进的完全。
The perfection that comes because we are obedient to the Holy Spirit as we grow towards it.
第七是当基督再来的时候，我们因为他的应许 跟他荣耀的工作，使我们达到被成全的完全。
The perfection that comes when Jesus comes again, because we are obedient to Him, we have been made perfect.
这样的教训，所有的宗教都没有。
These are teachings that you will not find in any other religion.
这是神把人放在过程中的一个应许。
These are the promises that God has given to us as He places us in the progression of time.
我的在我的教会里面说，有很多人只明白时间空间是产业，而从来不明白过程是产业。
This morning I said to my church, many of us think of time and space as our property, but not the progression of time.
空间里面有物质点。
In space there is a point.
它一移动的时候，它就用了时间。
As it moves, it will use time.
所以时间 is a necessity for the movement of one spot in space going to another spot.
所以一个物件的移转，时间是完全的必须。
那么这个的时间就把过程的具体性把它发挥出来了。
And time expresses the progression.
所以这个的 reality of process itself becomes a property of human life.
这个过程本身应该成为我们人生的产业。
因为你很有钱而骄傲，因为你的钱可以丢掉。
You are proud of your wealth, but your wealth can be lost.
你不要因为你的地位而骄傲，你的地位可以失去。
Do not be proud because of your status, because it too can be lost.
你受苦的过程，那个经历是没有办法被消除掉。你永远记得，而且那是你真正的产业。
But the progression of suffering, the experiences you garner, cannot be thrown away.
神创造人的时候，
when God created man,
有没有完全？
Was there perfection? Yes.
哪一种完全呢？
What sort of perfection?
受造人。
The perfection of the creature.
神拯救了以后，
after God saved us,
要把哪一种完全赐给人？
What sort of perfection does He want to give us?
基督为我们成全的救恩里面的完全赐给我们。
He wants to give us the perfection that's accomplished by the salvation of Jesus Christ.
感谢神。
Thanks be to God.
当我有被造原有的完全的时候，
When I have the perfection from creation,
我可能因罪因试探就失败。
I may fail because of temptation and sin.
但当我有神在基督里给我的救赎性的完全以后，
But when I receive the perfection that comes from the salvation of Jesus Christ,
我可能因为靠着圣灵继续不断引导跟真理继续的光照，我进了更完全的完全的。
But by the guidance of Holy Spirit and His enlightenment, I may enter into further perfection.
那这期间，我经过的是什么呢？
In this progression,
就是试探。
I go through trials.
就是试炼。
And temptations.
试探从撒旦来。
Temptations come from Satan.
试炼从上帝来。
Trials from God.
试探要我跌倒。
Temptation wants me to fall.
试炼要我刚强。
Trials will strengthen me.
试探要我离开。
Temptation wants me to leave God.
试炼要我紧紧抓住。
Trials will force me to grab hold of Him.
经过试炼以后，
After you go through trials,
你就可以领受生命冠冕。
You will receive the crown of life.
当你在试炼中你遇到试探的时候，
When in the midst of your trial you face temptation,
却不可说，
You should not say,
这试探从上帝来。
Temptation came from God.
上帝不受试探。
Because God does not tempt.
上帝也不试探的。
And He Himself is not tempted.
所以下一次我们继续讲的时候，
The next time we come back,
我们要试想这在人心中怎么产生出来。
We want to think about how evil is produced in our heart.
以致我们怎么得胜出来。
And how we can have victory.
我们今天讲到这个地方。
We will stop here today.
我们低头吧。
Let us pray.